Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to MLB Extras, the Colorado Rockies edition. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with my friend Thomas Harding, who is getting ready to go to spring training and also has a lot of interesting things, actually, going on with the Rockies right now. Thomas, you recently had an interesting chat with the owner of the Rockies in terms of what they might have in mind for Nolan Arenado. So I'm going to open the floor to you, and I just want you to sort of tell us, you know, what all transpired with that meeting.
Yeah, and during the weekend, I went to an event in Greeley, Colorado, where the owner, Dick Monfort, is from, raises a lot of money there. And he had just gotten back from California, where they signed the one-year, $26 million contract with Nolan Arenado. And I started asking him about possibly a long-term deal. And he was really enthusiastic about the prospect of it happening. Yeah, he didn't want to box Nolan or his agent in. But he was saying that, hey, you know, we've made some progress here and maybe something could happen. He feels like the Rockies, their market, their television situation, all support being able to give Nolan a pretty big contract. The one thing that he did say was if the market went crazy, and the only way it would really go crazy is if Manny Machado and Bryce Harper got money that nobody thinks they're going to get right now. That's the only way it's going to happen. But he said if the market doesn't go crazy, he has something in mind, and he feels like Nolan would like to get something done with the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stood out to me with all of his quotes were, I think we've gotten to the point where we're to the finals, he said. We're to the crescendo. I mean, it just kind of confirms a lot of things that general managers never want to go on the record with. Number one, that they're even negotiating. You know, number two, that they're progress. Number three, that it could actually possibly happen. I mean, it's all about leverage. It's all about negotiation. So what do you think Jeff Breidich is saying right now?
Oh, I'm sure he's thinking, like, I would never say these things on the record. If you look at Nolan Arenado and even going into last season, they discussed of the possibility of a long-term deal, but Nolan made it clear up front that he didn't want this thing dragging into the regular season. And Nolan is the type of guy that he really wants to get to baseball. Whatever happens, whether they sign it, whether they don't, he really wants to get to baseball. Hey, after Nolan signed, I actually talked to him last week, and this was a guy that was really enthusiastic about the deal he signed. I mean, who wouldn't be? $26 million for 1 year, the largest arbitration thing. But, you know, he did say that Jeff Breidich and the owner, Dick Monfort, came out and talked to him about the franchise and the future. And he feels like they do have a plan. And if you look at the way the Rockies are structured, where they have a lot of youth on the field with veterans interspersed, this is something that they hope sustains for a few years.
Yeah, it's not like it's anything inflammatory, and it's not like these things aren't, you know, good for the fan base to know, and that there is interest on both sides. And of course, you're talking about an iconic franchise type player. Then this is these are some of the things that I guess we're going to be reading about for a while. You recently had an interesting article on the Rockies website about how the Rockies might replace Adam Ottavino in the bullpen. So what did you come up with from that?
Adam Ottavino was the primary right-handed setup man for Wade Davis last year. Wade Davis is securing his position, as we discussed last week. So how do you get the ball to him in the ninth inning? Sungwon Oh, who came in the trade with the Blue Jays, I think really helped the bullpen toward the end of the season between him and Scott Oberg, who had one of the best four-month periods, really, that anybody in the league had. A very low ERA, high strikeouts, very low walks. After O came in August, I believe it was, after O showed up, those two actually had a better finish to the season when they're trying to get in the playoffs than Ottavino did. So you're looking at a couple of guys that have been around, of course, as a veteran, not only of the major leagues, but of Korea and Japan. And Oberg has kind of risen to the point that he's their future closer. I really believe that he's the guy who could take over when Wade Davis's contract expires. So they have a couple of righties to help get them to the end of the game. Now, they're going to have to get better out of Brian Shaw and Jake McGee. It seems like we say that all the time, but that's true. And it would be nice if the lefty Mike Dunn is healthy this year after some shoulder issues. So there's some experience late in ball games that they should be able to cover for the absence of Ottavino, provided that everybody pitches the way they're expected to.
Now let's talk a little bit about a player that we try to spotlight one player every week that fans are familiar with, but that might have an interesting storyline going into a spring training. So this week we're going to talk about Kyle Freeland. So tell me about just what we should be looking for, Thomas, when spring training starts.
Well, first of all, you're looking at a guy who had a lower ERA at home than on the road and finished fourth in the Cy Young voting. So we're talking about a legitimate pitcher who could become a star in Kyle Freeland. One of the things that I saw about him even before he got to the major leagues, when he was early in the minors and spring training games, he really liked to attack right-handed hitters inside. I saw him break a bat of, and I can't remember who it is, but like an established player. And it looked as if Freeland was laughing on the mound. I mean, you know, this is a guy that likes attacking inside. So he's going to add a little bit of a two-seam fastball that would break the other way against right-handers. Left-handers also, you know, they know that he buzzes them hard inside and tries to go outside. He's going to do a left-on-left changeup, which a lot of lefties don't like to do because it's going the bat path. But he just wants enough things to get people off of his pitches, because what you see in the majors, you'll see a young pitcher who will have a really good year, then maybe struggle a bit because the hitters catch up before he adjusts. So Freeland is trying to get out ahead of it. His catchers, Chris Iannetta and Tony Walters, have talked to him about different things to do. I don't think these new pitches will be big parts of his arsenal, but they'll be there enough so that the hitter will have to respect both sides of the plate.
I want to throw one more thing at you, Thomas, before we end our conversation, and that is that Baseball Prospectus has put out their 2019 projections for wins and losses for each major league team. And this is a time where fans can all scream at them for why do you hate my team? But I was looking at the Rockies, and they actually have them projected to finish second in the NL West with an 85-77 record, which I think is entirely reasonable. I don't think the Dodgers are going to win 95 games, which is what they have projected. So what do you think? 85-77, and I think that is good enough for a, well, wild card contention, we'll say. What do you think?
Well, the way Baseball Prospectus has it, I think they have two teams in the East, the Nationals and the Mets, each winning 89 games. I don't think that the Dodgers are going to win 95, and I think part of it is the Rockies are going to be above 85. Hey, it's hard with Baseball Prospectus, especially with some of the teams that either are not established, meaning they have some spots where they're going with young players. I think it's hard to project those teams. Also, it seems like some of the smaller market teams have it. I mean, people are still laughing about two straight years at the Royals went to the World Series. They had them below 80 wins. Last year, the Rockies won 91 games in the regular season. Nobody predicted that. So, like I say, when I look at projections with this team, it seems like when they're bad, the projections are dead on. When they're good, they're all over the place. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. I know that in the National League West, it doesn't look like the other teams are expected to do a whole lot, although I would not sleep on the Diamondbacks. But, you know, the Padres are probably a year away and the Giants are retooling right now. So there's a chance for teams in this division to win a bunch of games. What I don't see is how two teams in the National League East can win that many games as competitive as that division is. So I'm not sure what to make of it. I think it is something to kind of go on and look at and compare as the year goes. But I don't know that those are things that you're going to look at and go and bet the house on.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think projections are the hardest thing to do, but I admire them for putting themselves out there like that. So that is where we'll end our conversation. Thanks to everybody for listening to MLB Extras, the Colorado Rockies edition. Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.